This morning, I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ. Brother Mbie from Mbujimayi. Brother Muninga from Mbujimayi. Brother Kazadi from Lubumbashi. And many other brothers who phoned me. They all greeted you in the name of Jesus Christ. Yesterday, there were brothers and sisters. The sisters went to KCC hospital to visit my wife who was sick. I thank those sisters for that sacrifice. She was discharged from the hospital yesterday. We thank you for all that you've done. Brother Mlongo has come back among us. We thank you for everything you did when he lost his wife. We appreciated what you did. It was really great. Everything was done correctly. We thank sisters who were at the kitchen. We thank brothers who organized the funeral. We thank brothers and sisters who spent their night at Bram Longo's place to comfort the members of the family. May God richly bless you for that. I invite you to rise on your feet. First Timothy,
chapter 3.
First Timothy, chapter 3. From verse 14 down to 15. God is good. God is good. God is good. He is so good to me. God is good. God is good. God is good. God is good. He is so good to me. God is good. God is good. God is good. He's so good to me. It is true, Lord. You have been good to each one of us. It is true, Lord. Each one of us found grace in thy sight. And the true grace, it is when you reveal your ways unto a man. As Moses requested that, he said, if I found grace before you, reveal your voice, your ways unto me. And in this age of Laodicea, in this end time, we have found grace before thee. You have revealed your ways unto us. You've sent us a message. You sent a prophet with the spirit of Elijah. And through the message that he brought, Your will has been revealed unto us. And we thank you for that, Lord. Now we are about to listen to the word of God. Be with each brother and sister while they'll be listening in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
First Timothy chapter 3 from verse 14. These things write unto thee, hoping to come unto thee shortly. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. This morning, I was inspired to admonish one another over our behavior in the house of God. The house of God. And the will of God first. God wanted to have children. This was the will of God. God wanted to have children. And here is the question. God is the creator. God is the creator. He created all things in heaven and on earth. He created trees, herbs, animals, and birds. And he created the man. Every man was created by God. And when is God our Father? God is the creator of all men. But God is not the father of all men. God is not the father of all men. But he is the creator of all men. And God wants that we have with him the relationship that of the father and the son. It is true. Being a child of God, it is not a title.
No.
It is not a presumption. It is not a pretension. One does not become a child of God by pretension. You cannot call yourself a child of God. One cannot name themselves a child of God. It is true. My name is Brother Mwamba. All the children who are in this room are not my children. They can call me father by respect. But I am not their father. I am the father of only 7 children. That's all. Others are my nephews, my nieces, my cousins, and etc. But the children that Mwamba beget, they came out of my blood. It is the same with the kingdom of God. It requires the new birth. It is true. We become God's children at the new birth. He that is not born again is not a child of God. He can pretend, but he is not a child of God. God should beget you.
Il faut que Dieu t'engendre.
God should beget you.
C'est vrai.
It is true.
Pour que je puisse avoir des enfants.
For me to have children.
Pour que je puisse avoir des enfants.
For me to have children.
Je devais me marier à Marthe.
I had to get married to Marthe.
Quand j'ai épousé Marthe.
When I got married to Marthe.
J'ai engendré les enfants.
I beget children. I beget. And Marthe gave birth to those children. Marthe gave birth the children that I beget. I impregnated. And from that pregnancy was born children. If there is no pregnancy, there won't be birth. If there is no pregnancy, there won't be birth. Before the birth, there should be pregnancy first, and the pregnancy, this is the begetting. It is true. For us to be born again, God must beget us through his seed. Through his seed.
La semence de Dieu.
The seed of God.
La semence de Dieu.
The seed of God.
Porte tous les caractères.
Has got all the characters, the features.
De la nature divine.
Of the divine nature.
C'est vrai.
It is true.
Par l'engendrement.
Through the begetting, I transmitted to my children my own behaviors, my characters. And when God begets us, he transmits unto us his nature. That's why Paul, That's why Jesus was talking to Nicodemus. In John chapter 3. John chapter 3 from verse 3.
Jésus lui répondit,
Jesus answered and said unto him,
en vérité, je te le dis,
verily, verily, I say unto thee,
si un homme,
except a man
né de nouveau,
be born again,
ne peut voir le royaume de Dieu.
He cannot see the kingdom of God.
À la première naissance,
at the first birth,
nous sommes nés enfants des hommes.
We are born men's children.
Et nous avons hérité,
and we inherited
tout ce qui fait d'un homme un homme.
Everything that makes a man to be a man.
Par la première naissance,
through the first birth,
nous sommes nés enfants des hommes.
We are born men's children. And through that birth, we inherited the characters of a man. Everything is there. It is true. You are born as a man. You cannot be crying like a goat. No. You were not born a goat. You were born a human being. You are going to cry like all other human beings. That is that cry, either you are a white baby, a black baby, a French, a Congolese, all the children at the birth, they cry same. There is not any other kind of cry for the baby. And you are going to grow up as a human being. And us too.
Nous sommes nés de la parole.
We are born of the word.
Nous avons été engendrés par la parole.
We were begotten by the word of God. Nicodemus did not understand anything. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into the mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered and said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. Even if you go back in your mother's womb, if God allows you to go back into your mother's womb for the second time to be born again, you cannot change. You will still be a human being. Jesus said, that is not the point I'm talking about. The new birth is done through water. Water is the spirit, is the word, and the spirit as well.
C'est la parole de Dieu.
It is the word of God
et le Saint-Esprit
and the Holy Spirit
qui produit une renaissance.
That produces the new birth.
C'est une création.
It is a creation.
C'est une création.
It is a creation.
La nouvelle naissance.
The new birth.
Est une création.
Is a creation.
Dieu crée en toi.
God creates in you.
Un homme nouveau.
A new man.
Il est fait de la parole.
Who is made of the word.
Et de l'esprit.
And of the spirit.
La parole entre dans ton cœur.
The word enters your heart.
L'esprit vient.
The spirit comes.
Donne vie à la parole.
And quickens the word.
Et tu nais de nouveau.
And then you are born again.
Tu nais avec la nature de Dieu.
You are born with the nature of God. First Peter.
Premier Pierre.
First Peter.
Verset 23. Puisque vous êtes régénéré.
For you were First Peter chapter 1 from verse 23.
Non pas une semence corruptible.
Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. Being born again, not of a corruptible seed, which does not have any default. With no default. A seed that is not corruptible, which cannot get rotten,
par la parole,
by the word
vivante,
of God, which liveth and abideth forever.
C'est la parole de Dieu.
It is the word of God,
une parole vivante,
the living word,
une parole qui agit,
a word that acts.
La parole de Dieu,
the word of God,
elle est vivante,
is living.
Elle agit.
It acts.
Quand elle entre en toi,
when it enters you,
elle produit.
It brings forth.
Elle produit.
It brings forth.
Enfant de Dieu,
a child of God.
Produit.
It brings forth.
De Dieu.
The characters of God.
C'est vrai.
It is true.
Jacques.
James.
Jacques.
James chapter 1.
Jacques.
James chapter 1.
18.
From verse 18. Let's start by verse 16, James chapter 1, verse 16.
Ne vous trompez pas, mes frères bien-aimés.
Do not err, my beloved brethren.
Toute grâce.
Every good gift.
Excellent.
And every perfect gift.
Et tout don parfait.
Is from above.
Descend d'en haut.
Amen.
Du Père des Lumières.
And cometh down from the Father of Lights.
De lequel.
Which with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning.
Il nous a engendré.
Of his own will.
Il nous a engendré.
Of his own will. Beget he us.
Selon sa volonté.
With the word.
La nouvelle naissance.
The new birth.
Et la volonté de Dieu.
Is the will of God.
Dieu lui-même s'implique dans la chose.
God himself involves in the matter. God himself involved in the matter. It is him who begets you. It's him who wants it. He wants to make you a child of God. It is true. We are learning what happened. When we were born, we did not know how we were born. And we grew up without knowing how we were born. We became mature. Then at school, we were taught on the ovum, sperm, and everything. And we discovered that the way we were born. And we said, okay, this is how it was. And the time I'm talking here, it is to show you what God did. This is how God made me.
Oui.
Yes.
Dieu,
as a child of God.
Dieu t'a fait enfant de Dieu,
God made you a child of God. With his word.
C'est vrai.
It is true.
Il nous a engendré.
With his own will beget he us.
Volonté,
with the word of truth.
Par la parole de vérité.
With the word of truth.
La parole, la fausse doctrine peut pas mener à la nouvelle naissance.
False doctrines can never take people to the new birth.
Dieu engendre par sa parole.
God beget us through his word. God begets us through his word.
La parole de vérité.
The word of truth.
Cette parole de vérité.
This word of truth
crée en nous.
Creates in us
la nature divine.
Then the divine nature.
Le caractère de Dieu.
The characters of God.
Il est semblable à Dieu.
You become like God. That we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures.
C'est l'œuvre de Dieu.
It is the work of God.
La nouvelle naissance.
The new birth.
Est l'œuvre de Dieu.
Is the work of God.
Comme la création des arbres.
As it is with the creation of trees.
Des animaux.
Of animals.
De l'homme.
Of the man.
Et de l'œuvre de Dieu.
Everything. So as it was the work of God.
Ce n'est pas ton père qui t'a donné cette forme que tu as.
It is not your father who gave you the form that you have now.
Ce n'est pas ta mère.
Not your mother.
C'est Dieu.
But it is God.
Dans les seins de ta mère.
In the wombs of your mother.
Formé.
God formed you.
Il t'a modelé.
He modeled you.
La tête que tu as.
The head that you have.
La taille que tu as.
The size that you have.
C'est pas ton père ou ta mère.
Did not come from your father, neither from your mother. It was the work of God.
À la nouvelle naissance.
At the new birth.
C'est Dieu qui nous donne tout.
It is God who gives us everything.
Il nous crée.
He creates us. It is not what you are trying to do. I will stop stealing so that I become a Christian. I must attend that church to become a Christian. That is not the point. La nouvelle naissance, the new birth, ne vient pas ce que tu fais, does not come from what you are doing,
ou ce que tu veux,
or from what you want.
La nouvelle naissance,
the new birth,
c'est l'œuvre de Dieu,
is the work of God.
C'est Dieu qui te forme.
It is God who forms you.
Il te modèle.
He models you.
C'est vrai.
It is true.
Celui qui fait de toi un enfant de Dieu.
It's God who makes you a child of God.
C'est là où il y a la différence.
There is the difference
entre les hommes
between men
qui veulent se faire enfant de Dieu
who wants to make themselves children of God
et ceux qui sont nés de nouveau
and those who are born again.
Ceux qui sont nés de nouveau,
those who are born again,
ils ne font rien.
Do not do anything, any effort.
C'est Dieu qui les forme.
It is God who forms them.
C'est vrai.
It is true.
Deuxième Corinthiens.
Second Corinthians.
Deuxième Corinthiens.
Second Corinthians.
Chapitre 5.
Chapter 5 from verse 13.
En effet,
for
si je suis hors de sens,
whether we be beside ourselves, whether we be beside ourselves, it is to God.
Je suis bon.
Or whether we be sober, it is for your cause. For
l'amour de Dieu,
the love of Christ. I come again. For
l'amour de Christ,
the love of Christ
nous presse,
constraineth us.
L'amour de Christ,
the love of Christ
nous presse,
constraineth us.
L'amour de Christ,
the love of Christ exercises in us a pressure.
L'amour de Christ,
the love of Christ
exercises
within us a pressure. Brethren,
si tu n'as pas encore compris,
if you have not understood yet what Christ did at the cross, you are still far.
Il faut que l'amour de Christ,
the love of Christ,
comprendre que Christ nous a
so you need the love of Christ. You must understand that Christ loved us.
Il nous a aimé.
He loved us.
Quand nous sommes tombés,
when we fell
Adam,
in Adam,
il nous a pas abandonné.
He did not forsake us.
Il a voulu nous sauver.
He wanted to save us.
Et pour nous sauver,
and to save us,
qu'est-ce qu'il a fait?
What did God do? To save us,
il a pris la décision.
God made a decision
de s'humilier,
to humble himself,
de se rabaisser,
to belittle himself.
Lui, l'éternel,
him, the eternal,
le grand créateur,
the great creator,
le Dieu infini,
the infinite God.
Il a accepté.
He accepted to become a man, to redeem man. So he wanted to become like us. He wanted to become like men. God decided to become like us. He took a human body. A human flesh like ours. He accepted to be born
de la femme
of a woman
comme tous les hommes.
Like all other men.
Quelle humiliation.
What a humility.
Il l'a fait pour toi.
He did it for you.
Et pour moi.
And for me.
Et comme parent.
And as a parent.
Comme parent.
As a parent.
Il a choisi les pauvres.
He accepted the poor. He chose the poor. He chose poor parents.
Il n'a pas choisi les ingénieurs.
He did not choose parents who were engineers.
Ou des grands magistrats.
Or the advocates.
Ou des docteurs.
Or doctors.
Ou des généraux.
He did not choose parents who were generals of the army. But he said, for me to belittle myself again. He chose as parents poor.
Marie était une femme pauvre.
Mary was a poor woman.
Joseph, était un menuisier.
Joseph was a carpenter.
Un pauvre.
A poor.
Quand il était né,
when he was born,
pour sa consécration,
for his dedication, for his consecration, they gave pigeons as offering. This is that was the offering of poor people. Normally, to consecrate a child, you need to give a lamb or a small goat. But God said, if one does not have that, let them bring pigeons. Mary.
Et Joseph,
and Joseph
était incapable d'acheter
were unable to bring a small goat. They did not have money to buy a small sheep.
C'était pauvre.
They were poor. They took Jesus to the temple to be consecrated with a dove.
Il s'est rabaissé.
He belittled himself. He lived as a poor man. He was homeless. Jesus did not have, so he was homeless. He lived with Peter at home. He was homeless. He did not have any suitcase full of clothes. No cupboard. When the first disciples followed him, he told them, we just want to follow you. Jesus told them, birds, they have got a nest. So they've got all the animals. So, but I have nothing. How can you follow me? I have nothing. I am homeless.
Il a fait.
Jesus did that for you and for me. Amen. And he died at a cross. If it touches you, if it touches you, you will love him. Amen. You will love him. If it does not touch you, you will be at church as if you are outside.
There won't be anything in you.
Il faut que l'amour de Dieu te touche.
So the love of God should touch you.
Quand tu comprends que
when you understand that,
c'est à cause de tes péchés.
It is because of your sins
qu'il est mort sur la croix.
That Jesus died at the cross.
Il a été frappé.
He was smitten.
Humilié.
He was humiliated.
Insulté.
He was insulted.
Il a été pendu nu.
He was crucified naked. Sometimes on the picture they put a piece of cloth to cover the body of Jesus. But truly speaking, he was crucified naked. Naked before his mother. Naked before his father. Naked before his friends. Before the disciples, before everybody. Because of you. In life. In life, if there is something that puts shame on someone, it's when they undress them. When you remove someone's clothes, brother, when you beat your wife in public and you undress her. Do you understand what you are doing? What a humiliation before children and before friends. The children that she gave birth. The children who came from her. They see her nakedness. You see, what a humiliation. Don't do such things. Jesus was humiliated because of our sins. The grace that saves us is not a grace free of charge. The grace that saves us cost the life of Christ. It is true. Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14. Oh, the love of Christ constrains us, because we judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. Amen. We die with him. His shame becomes ours. His death, our death. We identify ourselves with him. And he died for all. That they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves. Amen. If one is touched by the love of Christ that was manifested at Golgotha, if that death touches you, you can no longer live for yourself. It is true. Between the man and the woman, who loves first? Is it the man or the woman? Sister, between the man and the woman, who loves first? It's the man. When you were at your parents' house,
Tu ne pensais pas un homme.
You were not thinking of a man.
Mais y a quelqu'un.
But there was someone
qui a passé une année.
Who spent 1 year.
Mais 2 ans.
Maybe 2 years.
Des mois.
Maybe months.
Elle a passé le temps à
that man spent more time observing you.
Elle te regarde.
Observing you.
Elle t'aime.
So he loved you.
Oh,
and he could see you somewhere.
Elle voit pas en toi les défauts.
And he did not see you with any default.
Tu parais la plus belle femme du monde.
You appear the most beautiful woman of the world to him.
Toutes les autres femmes disparaissent.
So all other women disappeared from his sight.
Toi ce que tu comptes.
So only you, I count. You matter.
Après un temps,
after a while,
il est venu.
That man came.
Te rencontrer.
He came to meet you.
Et te dit,
and I told you,
je t'aime.
I love you.
Je te prends en mariage.
I want to marry you.
J'accepte.
And you accepted.
Si tu comprends.
If you understand
l'amour de cet homme-là,
the love of that man,
tu feras tout pour cet homme.
You will do all your level best for that man.
C'est-à-dire,
it means
mais, il te gronde.
If he shouts at you,
il te gronde pas.
You love
c'est
him.
Bien.
If he doesn't shout at you, you love her. You love him. If he buys for you clothes, you love him. If you don't buy, he doesn't buy. You love him. He's your husband. You say, he's my husband. This is how when the love of Christ constraineth you, when the love of Christ enters our hearts, in our thoughts, the love of Christ takes our hearts, our thoughts. Brethren, you can no longer live for yourself. You will live for the one who loved you first. Now, if you dress yourselves, are you dressing yourselves for the world or for Christ? Are you dressing yourself for your glory, your honor, or to honor the word of God? Please honor the word of God. Honor the word of God.
C'est vrai.
It is true.
Habillez-vous de manière à faire donner gloire, à donner gloire.
Dress in such a way that you honor the word of God.
Habillez-vous de manière.
Dress in a way to glory, to give glory to the name of Christ. So you dress yourself like prostitutes. My brother, it is awful. Whosoever who went to marry somebody's daughter, but having other women, the other side chickens, that one is a crook.
An hypocrite.
He is a hypocrite.
Un homme véritable.
A true man
a une seule femme dans sa vie.
Has only one wife in his life. That's over. Only one wife.
C'est vrai.
It is true.
Et qu'il est mort pour nous.
And he died for all.
Afin que ceux qui vivent,
that they which live
ne vivent plus pour eux-mêmes,
should not henceforth live unto themselves. My brother, my sister, the life that you play today, whom do you please? Are you pleasing to yourself? When you go to the bars, are you doing it for Christ's sake? When you have women and sad women, is that for the glory of Christ? And that life, does it give glory to Christ? When you beat your wife in presence of people, you insult her, you beat her, does that life glorify the name of Christ? We were free, like pagans, and today we are no longer free. We belong to somebody else. We belong to our Redeemer. Now, whatsoever we do it for His glory. It is true. But unto him which died for them and rose again, wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. Yes, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth we know him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. You are a new creature.
Mwamba païen.
Mwamba who is a pagan.
Et mwamba chrétien.
And mwamba who is a Christian are different.
Mwamba chrétien.
Mwamba who is a Christian
est un nouveau.
Is a new one.
Un être nouveau.
A new being. A new man. It is true. Where you are, while I'm preaching, what is the testimony that you bear? The life that you live, is it a new life? Or you still live your old life? Your former prostitute that you've never forsaken. You are still frequenting her. You still even financing her.
Oh,
I can't be ungrateful. Now I must honor her. She's now my friend. Shame on you. You are a pagan. You are not born again. The life that you have now is still the old one. You have not changed. You are the same. It is true. Therefore, if any man be in Christ,
Il est une nouvelle création.
He is a new creature.
Les choses anciennes.
Old things.
Sont passées.
Are passed away.
Les choses anciennes.
The old things passées. Are passed away.
L'ancienne vie est terminée.
The old life is over. You go to the bars. And after you come to pray, do you really understand what you are doing? You come in the presence of God. Oh Lord. Is He really your Lord? Oh Lord Jesus, Lord. Jesus used to tell Jews, you call me Lord, Lord. Why don't you do what I'm telling you? Before the Lord, once subject themselves. Before the Lord, we subject ourselves. How is He your Lord? You don't obey the word. How are you born again? Because you continue with your old life. You have not changed. You insult your wife. The same way you were a pagan. Your wife does not see any change within you. Your wife does not see any change within you. Your husband does not see your change. You are not submissive to your husband. You are stubborn. You are insolent. You are rude. In what are you Christian? In what are you Christian? You see? Where is the new birth? He that is born again. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature.
Une nouvelle création.
A new creature.
Les choses anciennes.
Old things
sont passées.
Are passed away.
Toutes choses sont devenues nouvelles.
Behold, all things are become new.
Les choses de nouveau apparaissent.
And all things be something new appear. It is not possible. Abraham says this. In the sermon, is your life worthy of the gospel? Is your life worthy of the gospel?
Le nombre d'églises qui se rangent à ce genre de choses.
The number of churches which align themselves to these things and they call themselves Christian.
Et qui mènent une vie.
And
et ces femmes.
They have a bad life. And these women of short hair.
Les femmes coupent les cheveux.
Women who cut off their hair. They wear the clothes that are forbidden in the Bible. You wear clothes that are forbidden in the Bible.
on porte des habits.
They wear clothes.
Pour cacher la nudité.
We wear clothes to hide nakedness.
Quand Dieu habilla la première fois la femme,
when God clothed the woman for the first time,
et l'homme en Eden,
and the man in the Garden of Eden,
le but,
the purpose, the goal,
était de cacher la nudité.
Was to hide the nakedness.
Vous habillez,
but you wear gloves.
Le dos dehors,
your back is open outside.
The
nose, so your nipples outside.
La blouse de, le nombril dehors.
The blouse is showing the body.
Le bas ventre dehors.
Your nose, your
les couches dehors.
Your belly is outside. Your thighs are outside.
Et t'appelles chrétien.
And you call yourself Christian.
Fini de nouveau toi.
Are you born again?
Quand vous vous habillez,
when you dress yourselves,
cachez le corps,
hide your body.
Cachez là-bas.
Hide your body. Hide your breast.
Cachez le dos.
Hide your back.
Cachez le bas-ventre.
Hide your belly.
Cachez le cuisse.
Hide your thighs.
C'est ça.
This is.
Quand tu es né de nouveau,
when you are born again,
ce n'est pas difficile.
It is not difficult.
C'est difficile pour ceux qui sont pas nés de nouveau.
It is difficult for those who are not born again.
Demande à un poisson de nager.
Ask to a fish to swim.
Ce n'est pas difficile.
It is not difficult.
C'est sa nature.
Because it is its nature.
C'est vrai.
It is true.
Pour quelqu'un qui est né de nouveau,
for the one who is born again,
le plonge dans la parole.
So they are swimming in the word of God.
C'est sa nature.
This is their nature.
Il aime ça.
They love it.
C'est vrai.
It is true.
Et ces hommes,
and these men,
qui se conduisent comme ils le font, tout en ayant une forme extérieure de piété.
These men are driving themselves the way they want, thinking that they have got godliness. They drink alcohol, they smoke, they are polygamists. They are polygamists. These men who got married several times, but they became deacons in churches or pastors.
No!
A pastor cannot have many women, many wives. A pastor, a polygamist.
A polygamist. No, frère.
No, brother.
Diacre polygam.
A polygamist deacon.
No, frère.
No, brother. No.
Cette sorte de vie,
this kind of life,
n'est pas digne de l'évangile.
Is not worthy of the gospel.
Une femme,
a woman,
qui court de ci et là,
who goes up and down,
et qui va faire au téléphone,
and the slander is on the phone. She makes noise on the phone. And she raises quarrels in the church. Are you born again? Sister, did you hear?
Mushinga
did. What did Mushinga do?
No,
but our church. They call themselves Christians. No, she's not. That woman is not a Christian. Even that woman, is she the same? You spend time to speak evil of others.
No.
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 a Christian is a new creature. She's the workmanship of God. Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. From verse 10. You identify yourself. You are classifying yourself. For we are his workmanship. Amen. We are his workmanship. We, God's children, we were born again. We are his workmanship.
Amen.
That's why there's a man who sang. This man was inspired. He said, have your way in us, Lord. As the clay, work on me. Pray. Lord, the Bible says a Christian is your workmanship. The workmanship of God. God models you. He picked you. You were formless, shapeless. You were a pagan. He picked you. And by the word, he's working on you. He's working on you. And he's shaping you. He's shaping you. He's shaping you. Amen. He's shaping us. At mine, I have got malachite hearts in my house. I like them. The heart. I have a lion in malachite. Rhinoceros. There is the head of a woman. In Malachite. So it means that the artist took a stone, a clay, without a shape. And he had that conception in his mind to make it, to make a lion. He started shaping. And after he came up making a lion in Malachite, God picked us up without shape. He picked us. We were pagan. He picked us. We were wicked. He took us. And by the word, is shaping us, is shaping us to make us Christians. Look at yourself now. Are you in the workshop of God? Has God shaped you? Is shaping our character, our nature. Is shaping us. Is shaping us. Is shaping us. We are his workmanship. We are his workmanship. Being created. Created. in Christ Jesus unto good works.
En Christ.
In Christ.
Il nous taille en Christ.
He shapes us in Christ.
Il nous travaille.
He works on us.
Pour de bonnes œuvres.
Unto good works. Amen.
Pour de bonnes œuvres.
Unto good works.
C'est vrai.
It is true.
L'enfant de Dieu.
A child of God.
Celui qui est né de nouveau.
The one who is born again.
Il porte des bonnes œuvres.
He bears good works.
Les œuvres des chrétiens.
The works of Christian.
Il parle.
They speak
comme un chrétien.
As Christian.
Il agit.
They act
comme un chrétien.
As a Christian.
Quand il y a des problèmes,
when there are problems,
il réagit.
They react
comme un chrétien.
As a Christian.
C'est vrai.
It is true.
Quand sur son ouvrage,
for we are his workmanship.
Nous sommes son ouvrage.
For we are his workmanship.
Il a été créé en Jésus-Christ.
Created in Christ Jesus.
Pour de bonnes œuvres.
Unto good works.
Que Dieu a préparé.
Which God hath before ordained. That we should walk in them.
Tu parles comme un chrétien.
You speak as a Christian.
Tu réponds comme un chrétien.
You answer as a Christian. You reply.
Tu agis comme un chrétien.
You act as a Christian.
Et quand il y a des problèmes,
and when there are problems,
tu réagis comme un
you react as a Christian. It's up to you to judge. Are you really a Christian? When there are problems in the house, how are your reactions? My brother, are you a Christian? Answer this question. When your wife misbehaves, she answers rudely. She misbehaves. How are your reactions? Are you reacting as a man or as a Christian? When your wife insults you, are you going to react as a man or as a Christian? Those who are born again, the children of God, they speak as Christians. They react as Christians. They react as Christians. Because they took your money. You go to the courts. Have you acted as a Christian or as a human being? What does the Bible say? It is true.
C'est vrai.
It is true.
Ceux qui sont nés de nouveau,
those who are born again,
ont été pardonnés.
They were forgiven.
Ils ont été justifiés.
They were justified.
Ils ont devenu la justice de Dieu.
They have become the righteousness of God. When God saves us because of the blood of Jesus Christ, God forgives us. He justifies us. He reconciles himself with us.
Il nous justifie.
He justifies us.
Il nous regarde.
He considers us.
Il nous regarde.
He considers us.
Comme si
as if
nous n'avions jamais péché.
We have never sinned.
Il nous regarde.
He considers us
comme si
as if
nous n'avions jamais péché.
We have never sinned.
Pas seulement cela.
Not only that.
Pas seulement cela.
Not only that.
Il nous fait nous la justice de Dieu.
He makes us God righteousness.
Tu deviens toi.
You become
la justice de Dieu.
God righteousness.
C'est toi la justice.
You are the righteousness.
Tu n'as pas jamais été pardonné.
You were not only forgiven.
Tu n'as pas seulement pardonné.
He has not only forgiven you, but he justified you. Not only justified you, he made you his righteousness. He makes you an example. You become his example.
L'exemple.
The example.
L'exemple des chrétiens.
The example of Christians.
Tu deviens l'exemple.
You become an example.
On peut dire,
people can say,
sœur,
sister,
sois comme cette sœur-là.
They can tell another sister to be like you. You become an example. Become a reference.
Ceux qui sont nés de nouveau,
those who are born again,
sont des prémices,
are first fruits.
Les exemples,
they are references.
Des croyants,
of believers,
des chrétiens,
of Christians.
C'est pourquoi,
that is why,
un chrétien,
a Christian,
ne peut pas ressembler à un païen.
Cannot be like a pagan.
C'est vrai.
It is true.
Dieu.
God.
Qu'est-ce qu'il nous dit?
What does God tell us?
Ephesians 4.
Ephesians chapter 4.
Ephesians 4.
Ephesians chapter 4.
17.
From verse 17.
À 32.
Down to 32.
Voici donc ce que je dis.
This I say therefore.
Ce que je déclare dans le Seigneur.
And testify in the Lord. That I testify in the Lord.
Je parle au nom du Seigneur.
I speak in the name of the Lord.
Paul dit, je parle au nom du
Paul says, I speak, I say this in the name of the Lord.
Vous ne devez plus marcher.
That he henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk.
C'est simple.
It is simple. You are God's child. You are born again. And what are you required to do? You should not walk like other pagans. And you, when you walk, how do you walk? What kind of friends you have? My sister, What kind of friends do you have? Whom are you referring in your wearing style? You take the dressing style of prostitutes. You imitate prostitutes. What are you doing? No, the new fashion. This is paganism. What you call new fashion? What you call new fashion? It was rejected some years back. Many years ago, that we are calling new fashion was rejected. When it comes back, and you call it new fashion. So the dressing style you wear, the blouses, you should not walk like other Gentiles walk. Sometimes I look at sisters. She comes. She changes dresses. Here on top, there is something like a necklace. So you put on the neck, your dress like with a necklace. No, she said no. No, this is how it was made. It was fashioned. Why did you wear that dress? Why have you wore that dress? What do you want to show? Your hair. Don't make your hair like other Gentiles do. Your rig. Not like for pagans. So go far from those things. People are getting old. Women are getting old at the tabernacle. Yes, get old. Get old. Jesus is coming soon to make us young again. That is, henceforth, walk not as other Gentiles walk. In the vanity of their minds. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17. Having the understanding darkened. Being alienated from the life of God. The eternal life. Is the life of God that is within us. He that received eternal life, they live the life of God in their life. In your life, you live the life of God. It is true. Pagans are strangers to the life of God. Through the ignorance that is in them. Through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their hearts. Who, being past feeling, have given themselves over, and to, they have lost all the feeling and have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. pagans. They are, they walk in uncleanness, fornication, and the love of money.
Voilà. Les païens.
Pagans.
Pour les païens,
for pagans,
dans la vie,
in their life,
le sexe,
sex,
le sexe,
sex,
occupe la première place.
Take the first place.
Les païens sont de sexe.
Pagans, for pagans, sex matters first. The sexual intercourse. Sexual intercourse. When they gather together, they start talking. They just speak about. They talk about sex. Women. Oh, men. The sex matters for Christians.
For pagans.
Now, so that it has taken them to sleep men with a man, to have sex intercourse between men with among themselves and women among themselves.
You know, se marie maintenant.
So they said, okay, now we can get married. We can get married.
Même les bêtes ne le font pas.
Even beasts don't do that.
L'homme est allé plus bas que les bêtes.
The man has gone lower than the beasts.
Il a atteint le niveau de l'enfer.
The man has reached the hell.
C'est vrai.
It is true.
La cupidité.
Greediness.
Le vol. On fait tout pour avoir l'argent.
Theft.
On doit tout faire pour avoir l'argent.
People do their level best to find money.
Pour nous.
For us.
Que j'ai de l'argent.
Either I have money or not. I am the same. One wife. It's over. It's done for me. Why should I look for other women? It is true. Uncleanness. And it goes even in the married couples. How are you married? You do pleasures beyond what God has planned, has provided. You start leaking your sex. This is the practice of animals. How does the wife leak the sex of your husband? How do you leak the sex of your woman, your wife? Is that love? That is life of animals. This is the life of animals. You leak the sex of your wife. And you, the man who starts leaking the sex of your wife. No, this is love. What kind of love? Is that love? See? You are God children. Don't behave. Don't walk like pagans. You are not pagans. You are God's children. Don't walk like other Gentiles. It is true. But he have not so learned Christ. If so be that he heard him and have been taught by him as the truth as is in Jesus. Brethren, hearing things as you are doing it now, it is the grace. Go in other churches. You will not find a preaching like this one.
Oh,
we are Christians.
Homosexual?
Christians, but you are homosexuals. You are gay. We are Christians.
Les champs, la maison de ta femme.
You are licking the sex of your wife.
Oh,
we are Christians.
Les champs, la maison de mari.
You are licking the sex of your husband.
Vous êtes bêtes.
You are beasts.
Plus que les bêtes.
You are more than beasts.
Vous êtes démons.
You are evil spirits, demons.
Mais nous,
but us,
nous,
us, we are not that, like that.
C'est vrai.
It is true.
Si du moins,
if so be that he have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus,
que vous avez été instruit. À vous dépouiller.
That he put off concerning the former, that he put off concerning the former
passé.
Conversation, the old man,
du vieil homme.
Which is corrupt, according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your minds. That he put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Amen. God is addressing those who are born again. They have to put off the old man and of his life, the old man and his works. He that is born again puts off the old man and of all the old man works. They put it up. It disturbs.
L'ancienne vie nous dérange.
The old life disturbs us.
L'ancienne vie nous dérange.
The old life disturbs us.
La vie païenne nous dérange.
The pagan life disturbs us.
Nous qui sommes nés de nouveau.
We who are born again.
L'ancienne vie.
The old life
nous dérange.
Disturbs us.
Même y penser, ça nous dérange.
Even thinking of that disturbs us.
Nous devons nous dépouiller.
We must put off.
C'est vrai.
It is true.
Tu peux pas aller avec les deux à la fois.
You cannot walk with the two things at the same time.
Oh.
No.
Tu vas lever le vieil homme.
You need to put off the old man.
C'est vrai.
It is true.
Tu étais habillé à main.
You were wearing patches.
So
you had patches on your clothes, and you are given new clothes.
Oh no, il y a zamani combien?
Say no, I can still keep the old gloves. No, you are foolish.
Porte le beau costume.
Put on beautiful suit.
Les habits de Christ.
The clothes of Christians. We need to put off our old life.
Abandonner.
Forsake it.
Fini.
Finish. It's over.
With
the life of women.
Fini.
It's over.
La vie de sexe.
The life of fornication.
Fini.
It's over.
La vie sale.
With that unclean life.
Nous sommes enfants de Dieu.
We are God's children.
Nous avons une nouvelle vie.
We have a new life.
C'est pourquoi.
Therefore.
C'est pourquoi.
Wherefore.
Nous devons nous aimer.
We must love one another.
C'est vrai.
It is true.
Les enfants de Dieu.
The children of God.
Une chose est particulière.
they have one thing in particular, which is particular,
que le monde n'a pas.
That the world does not have.
Ils sont la main.
The children of God have divine love.
Il y a trois sortes d'amour.
There are three kinds of loves.
L'amour convoitise.
There is the love of lust, which has got lust, the love of Satan.
Oh, échangeons les femmes.
Now let's exchange our wives.
C'est du diable.
This is devilish.
Échangez les femmes.
Exchange women, wives.
Ça, c'est pas l'amour.
This is not love.
C'est l'amour du diable.
That is devilish love.
L'amour convoitise.
This is satanic love.
Un amour faux.
This is a wrong love. When a man finds a sister here, and sister, I love you. I love you. Don't listen to that man. This is devilish. This is the life, the love of lust.
Pour te coucher, t'abandonner.
So he only loves you to have sex with you and forsake you.
Comme Amnon.
Like Amnon,
David.
The son of David.
Il convoitait sa sœur.
He lusted after his sister.
Il a tenté pour coucher avec elle,
he tried to have sex with her. Your sister. His sister.
Il s'est fait malade.
Finally, he pretended to be sick.
Il s'est fait malade.
He pretended to be sick.
They
brought him food. He said, no, I am appetiteless.
Si ma soeur, elle vient me donner, j'aurai
but if my sister comes to give me food, I will have appetite. This is the devilish love. You were seeking to have sex with his sister and forsake her.
He's
going to have sex with you and he's going to forsake you.
Jeune soeur,
young sisters,
cet homme-là,
that man
coucher,
is going to have sex with you. And he's going to make you lose your virginity. And he's going to forsake you.
Où vas-tu aller?
Where will you go without virginity?
Diable.
Devil.
L'amour convoitise.
This is love after lust.
Et à l'amour filio.
There is a kind of love. The filial love, the human love. But as we have agape love.
L'amour agapao.
Agape love.
Dans l'église.
In the church.
Nous devons nous unir.
We must unite ourselves.
Dans l'amour.
We must be united in the love.
L'amour agapao.
The agape love.
L'amour divin.
The divine love.
Versez nos cœurs par le Saint-Esprit.
Poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. John chapter 13. John 13. Verse 34 down to 35.
Je vous donne un commandement nouveau.
A new commandment I give unto you.
Aimez-vous les uns les autres.
That ye love one another.
Comme je vous ai aimé.
As I have loved you.
Vous aussi.
Ye.
Aimez-vous les uns les autres.
That ye also love one another.
À ceci.
by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples. If ye love one, if ye have love one to another, the commandment to the church, us as God children, forming the same body, being in the same church, we are required to love one another as Christ has loved us. Not anyhow. We must love one another as Christ loved us. He loved us. He belittled himself in his law. He died for us. He forgave us because he loved us. It is a new commandment. We must love one another. 1 Peter. 1 Peter. Chapter 1 from verse 12. 1 Peter chapter 1 from verse 22 rather. Seeing he has purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. To have the unfeigned love of the brethren. See that ye love one another with a pure heart, fervently. We must love one another with our hearts. There are two kinds of loves. There is a love that you confess on your lips, and the love that is in the heart. Amen. The love that is in the heart. Loving from the heart. It is true. We must love one another in the heart. One day, Brother Frank, he was talking to Brother Smith, who was the associate pastor. And as they were talking, he said, I bear people in my heart. Smith answered him, but those people, they bear you on their tongues. The people you bear in your heart, they bear you on their tongues. And through that, Brother Frank was inspired. to deliver a sermon. And that sermon is entitled A True, a Genuine Child of God bears another child of God in their heart, but not on the tongues, on the lips. It is true. I am reading page 3 of that preaching, A Genuine Child of God bears another child in the heart. Brother Smith would excuse me too. But when I said some days ago that I bear people in my heart, it was just a formulation, but not exactly what I wanted to say. Brother Smith answered me saying, the people that you bear in your heart, they bear you on their tongues. And I said in that very time that my brother, this will be a sermon on Wednesday evening. For me, it was like a word of knowledge, of revelation. A genuine, a true child of God bears all the other children of God in his heart, not on the tongue, but in his heart. And I believe that it's a criterion to which we need to measure ourselves. In fact, if we bear others on the tongue, then we don't bear them in our hearts. And if we bear them in our hearts, we don't bear them on the tongues. This was unto me as a revelation. It is true. This is the measurement of love. If you love someone, you will not speak evil of that one. If you love someone, you will not speak evil of that man. If you don't love someone, you will speak evil of him. That's all. My sister, here is the question. Do you love people? Do you love each sister who is with you there? If someone loves, they don't criticize. See, in the true church, as we are sitting here, we must watch. Even if a brother or a sister has misbehaved, he has misbehaved, don't sit and speak evil of him. No, he did that. It is the evidence showing that you don't have the Spirit of God. That is the evidence showing that you don't have the Spirit of God. It is the proof that there's evidence that you are not born again. Even if the brother misbehaved, even if he misled himself, don't speak evil of that brother. Don't spend your time speaking of that man. When you gather yourself somewhere for a day, you are mentioning someone's name, mentioning the name of someone. He did this, he did that, he did this, he did that, he did A, B, C, D. What's wrong? No, Ilunga, Ilunga. What's wrong? Where is the Holy Spirit?
No.
If someone misbehaved, pray for them. Ask God to help them. And God will help them. Slanderies, backbitings will not do anything, but your prayer can help someone change. We are going to continue on Wednesday. Brethren, in life, there are two kinds of people. Understand what I'm saying. Let's understand this.
Ce que nous disons.
What we say.
Ce que nous faisons.
What we do.
Ce que nous pensons.
What we think.
A une puissance.
Has a power. What we say. What we do. It creates a certain atmosphere around us. It is true. I can speak and make you laugh. Yes. I can make you laugh. I just say something and you start laughing. And I can make you angry. I can make you cry. Someone can make you cry. Can make you weep. You start weeping. I can say something. You get angry. That is why, as children of God, God will judge us from the atmosphere that we create around us. What kind of atmosphere are you creating around you? In your house, even as in the church, you should watch. Sister, what you say, what you do, can cause the wrath, so anger of a man. But what you do, you can make your husband laugh. It depends on us. But as children of God, we only speak for edification. It is true. It's true. We speak just for edification. In life, there are two kinds of men. There are people who are full of wickedness. They have got criticism, critics, backbiting. If you are with him, you spend all the day long. Start with this man, finish his, start taking another person. Take this, they finish. He takes this, he finishes. And you, the one listening to that one who is backbiting. The words, those words are going to defile you. I met a brother among those who left the church, who departed. He said, Ramwamba, what I was told of you, they told me things on you, to the point that in my heart I don't love you anymore. I can't bear with you. I cannot even come back to the church. If I see you, I can't bear. I said, what did I do to you? You. He said, you did not do anything wrong to me. So, but what they told me, you see, he was killed. You can create hatred within someone. And that one can hate the other man that they've never had any issues because of your words. Brother, your wife has misbehaved. Yes, she misbehaved. And you go to accuse her to your mother. Say, my wife is not good, mama. Look at what she did to me. But that is your mother, don't forget. That mother loves you. But if you tell her that my wife did wrong to me, you are sowing hatred in your mother. And you go. You have not chased your wife away. But you've told your mother something wrong. And when your mother comes, she sees your wife. Your mother is nervous. So this is the woman who is suffering my son. Don't speak. Don't say whatever. Keep quiet.
Ne parle pas.
Don't speak. You see,
c'est vraiment triste.
It is very sad.
C'est triste.
It is sad. Certainly. We have experienced these two kind of people. Certainly, you have met people with whom you wish to be always. There are people, when you are with them, it is acceptable. But others, it is terrible. Maybe you don't know why. But it is a kind of man who's acceptable. To which you are attracted. You have experienced that. You just wish to be always with that person. There is such an atmosphere around you.
Autour de leur vie.
Around their life.
De leur parole.
Their words.
De leur manière de marcher.
Their way of living.
Et de vivre.
And behaving.
Tout est si agréable.
Everything is acceptable.
Ensuite,
then,
vous avez rencontré une autre catégorie de personnes.
You've met another category of people
que vous préférerez éviter.
That you always wish to avoid.
Elle parlait toujours de quelque chose de mauvais.
Those people always speak evil.
Ou de quelqu'un.
Or speaking of someone.
Elles sont pleines de critiques envers
those
les autres.
People are filled with the criticisms against others. You've experienced the two categories of people.
Maintenant, nous devons seulement,
now,
nous devons pas seulement penser aux autres.
We should not only think of those others.
Maintenant, dois penser à moi.
No, I have to think of myself
à toi.
And to you, of yourself, of you.
Maintenant, toi.
Now you.
Tu es quel genre de personne?
What kind of man are you?
Toi.
You.
Tu es quel genre de personne?
What kind of man are you?
Tu ne critiques pas les autres?
Don't you backbite others?
Ou parles d'autres choses, pas des gens?
Or don't you speak of people, other things?
Vous êtes,
or you are.
Vous êtes de ceux qui critiquent.
You are of those who slander.
Ne vous mêlez pas la politique.
Don't involve yourselves in politics.
La politique souille.
Politics defiles. You will hate someone without problem. How do others feel themselves in your presence?
Et dans ma présence.
And in my presence.
Est-ce qu'ils expérimentent une catégorie de personnes ou d'autres catégories?
Do they experience one of the two categories? Or the wrong or the right one?
C'est-à-dire les personnes agréables.
It means the acceptable people.
Ou les personnes qu'on évite,
and
qu'on doit éviter.
Those who are avoided.
Nous devons maintenant véritablement oublier tous les autres.
We should truly forget others.
Et nous tenir devant la parole de Dieu.
To stand before the word of God.
Comme dans un miroir devant nos yeux.
As we are standing before the looking glass.
Vous ne vous sentez pas à l'aise au milieu de ce genre de personnes.
You don't feel at ease when being with some people.
Même si elles ont l'air très gentilles.
Even if they look kind.
Mais elles créent une mauvaise atmosphère.
But they create a bad atmosphere.
Ce que vous pensez.
What you think.
Les choses que vous faites.
Things that you do.
Vos actions.
Your doings. Your deeds.
Ce que vous dites.
And what you say, you're saying.
Crée.
Create. A certain atmosphere, and
soit bonne,
either a good one
soit mauvaise atmosphère,
or a bad atmosphere. It is from the bottom of your heart that the mouth speaks. There is no deceitness. There is no lie. There is no illusion. It is from the bottom of the heart that the mouth speaks. When you love, you will speak of love. When you don't love, you will speak of hatred. Are you a child of God? We want that in this church. We so walk like God children. There are people, brothers and sisters, who are already corrupted. They are already become bins, dust bins. They are rubbishes. There are brothers who are rubbish here. They receive with pleasures the critics from other people. When they speak of evil of others, they are happy. You are rubbish. Rubbish. You are corrupted. You are rotten, my sister. Rubbish. They are coming to throw the dirtiness on you. But he that is holy in their hearts should not accept that. When somebody comes to you, to you, the Holy One, when somebody comes to you, the Holy One, he starts saying, oh, you see, Brother Ilunga, stop him. So go with your rubbish outside. Go with your rubbish outside. Amen. See, sister, look at this. So you who are the Holy One, tell him, stop. I am not a rubbish. I'm not a bean. Go to throw your rubbish elsewhere. Don't come with the rubbish in my heart. You want to defile me. They will push you to hate someone without any problem. May God bless you. Who has understood the beat?
Amen.
Who want to be such a man, like such a man? Be true. Make a decision. Today. Make a decision today. If somebody comes with the rubbish, tell them, no, brother. Don't come with people's problems here. All right. Krefeld has already started.